Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Max and Jazz with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Aboriginal artefacts dating back about 170 years have been discovered in northwest Queensland, with the discovery uncovering the second largest amount of tools in one site. Griffith University archaeologist and researcher Yannicka Persten said the cluster of nationally significant artefacts contained flake stone tools called toolers, hafted onto a handle and used for woodworking. Local Pita Pita woman Trevina Rogers said it was very exciting to have found something like this, to pass on knowledge and celebrate history. Mrs. Rogers hopes that the discovery will not only bring pride to Indigenous people in the Northwest, but also to all locals.
In national news, the government is aiming to outlaw drip pricing and subscription traps, targeting manipulative online tactics that are costing Australians. Research estimates Australians are losing $46 million a year as a result of these subscription traps. In recent years, firms have increasingly used dark patterns to manipulate online consumer behaviour, such as tweaking digital interfaces, hiding essential information in places shoppers rarely look, and exploiting increased understanding of consumer behaviour. Assistant Minister for Competition, Andrew Leigh, says the result was an environment in which consumers were simply not deciding, but being steered. Consultation on drafting new laws will start in early 2026, with an aim of introducing a ban on unfair trading practices that harm consumers by manipulating decision-making. A Sydney Uber driver says the app has often directed him to undertake illegal practices, as a New South Wales bill has been proposed that requires employers to ensure their digital work systems do not lead to unsafe work practices. The driver said in a recent 10-hour shift, the app directed him multiple times to pick up passengers in illegal no-stopping zones, bus zones, and to do acts such as illegal U-turns. Drivers who do not pick up passengers where they are requested may have the trip cancelled for taking too long or being hard to find, which can result in low star rating, risking app deactivation. Transport Workers Union delegate Jay Young said the rideshare company's algorithms were a mystery to drivers and created stress and anxiety. Uber says they work closely with drivers and through their feedback tools are continually improving the accuracy of navigation.
In international news, Hong Kong officials investigating last week's destructive apartment blaze says mesh on apartments failed fire safety standards as the death toll continues to rise. The estate, home to almost 5,000 people, had been undergoing extensive renovations that have been linked to the fire's cause. Authorities said they have detained 13 people for suspected manslaughter in a probe into the fire, pointing to substandard renovation materials were for the blame fueling the blaze. The death toll of 151 is expected to rise further as the search continues, with about 40 people still missing.
For your weather today, Brisbane is clear, sunny and a beautiful start to December. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The river is coming down from its peak at 7 a.m. and should drop to low tide after midday. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.